This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Sinzak.
Are here to get fresh with you. Yeah, that's right. It's time for the Decibel Geek Podcast, getting the new stuff for you ready today. I'm Aaron Camaro, joined as always by my good friend Chris Sinzak. Are you ready to bring the news to the people?
Yeah, man.
The hottest, the freshest, the most rocking bands out there right now. Who says rock and roll is dead? It's bullshit. Rock and roll is alive and well, and we're going to prove it to you right here today.
Yeah, we got a lot of good songs from a lot of up-and-coming bands that you're going to hear today. So, yeah, you'll get turned on to some new stuff for sure.
Uh-huh. But before we get to all that, man, we got so much to get to today because we got so many great bands. You guys are going to walk away with a bunch of new favorites today. We got to take care of the business. We got to do it fast so we can get right to it. So let's start it out with a sweet old iTunes review. This one's 5 stars. All right. And it's entitled Still the Kings of the Podcast World. It comes to us from Gino Ames. That's a familiar name and a good friend of the show. Goes a little something like this. The number one podcast in the world. No, the universe. I don't need a poll to tell me. I am Gino freaking Ames and I know this kind of thing. Someday I can only hope the guys will have me on so we can chat tunes. Keep up the awesome universe-changing experience.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd say that's an awesome review. See, bots ain't got nothing on real people, no. I'm telling you.
We love Gino Ames. He has an awesome Facebook group called The Riff of the Day.
Yes.
We're basically guitar players from all over the world. No, the universe.
The universe.
Well, turn their camera on and play a cool riff of the day. It's a great little concept.
I like it. It's very cool. All right. Thanks to Gino for that. Also, look here, a Facebook recommendation comes to us today from Todd Poole.
From Roxy Blue.
I was going to say, sound familiar? That's right, from Roxy Blue. Short, sweet, simple, Decibel Geek rocks. And when a guy like Todd Poole says it, you know it's real.
Yeah, I'll take that to heart for sure.
Absolutely. So, no Podchaser reviews this week. That's okay. We got two living, breathing, awesome reviews from people, and that's good enough for us today.
But go on podchaser.com, look us up, and leave us a review on there, because we love getting the following on there,
too. Yeah, we like it all. Give it all to us.
Yeah.
Another thing we like is what you guys like, and what you guys liked was our last week's episode as we talked about Kiss, the top 5 worst Kiss songs. You guys loved it so much, I was going to open up my front door and see pitchforks and torches out there for some of the things. And you even caught some hell for some of yours, too, you know. So, like I said, that's one of them divisive things because Kiss has so many different eras and there's a little something for everybody to love. So, everybody loves different eras and different things.
And I got to say,
and also hates different things.
I've seen the error of my ways, Ladies in Waiting rules.
Good for you.
I'm just kidding. That song sucks.
Ah.
All right. That'll get feedback alone.
The thoughts and opinions of Chris Sinzak do not always
necessarily reflect the reviews of
Aaron Camaro. Yeah.
All right. So Geeks of the Week this week are Simon Catt, Joe Royland, Sit and Spin with Joe, Matt Ashcraft, Chris McDowell, Anthony Latus, Keith Ross, Wayne Cross, Joseph Capone, Greg McGlone, Rob Harris, Greg Troyan, Rock and Ron Runyon, Decibel Geek TV, Eric Sinzak. I know that guy. He's my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Huckridge, Denver D. Serrano, Neil Johnson, Andrew Jacobs, Jason Thomas Broderick, Kenneth Roy, David Glenn, Sean Cullen, Steve Wright from Potter Than Hell, Matt Porter from The Kiss Room, Aaron Baker, Derek Novak, Stephen Kirsch, Joe Lescon, Baco from Cobras and Fire, Brent Walter, Trevor McDougal, David Cathy, Bill Elam, Mikhail Burrell, Stacey Sullivan, Kenneth McDonald, Andy LaFon, Todd Cunningham, Jeffrey Mendenhall, Mark Alden Taylor, Freeform Rock Podcast, Alan Tate, James West, Alex Thorne, Ian Wildley from Rock and Metal Combat, James Brendan Dunn, Adam Cox, Greg York, Dan Nation, Chuck Noseworthy, Rodney Dixon, Scott Stein, Gino Ames, Stephen Atchison, Eladio, Jay Shablewski, Monty Carr, and of course,
the Mooger Fooger. That's right. Those are our people. They went out and shared last week's episode, the top 5 worst Kiss songs, and they became Geeks of the Week. A lot of familiar names in that list, a lot of new names in there. So we always are aware that we've got new people coming to the show all the time. And, you know, if you are new around here, just like last week, you know, we always celebrate the legends of hard rock and metal, but we also want to pay attention to the future. Yeah, it's good to look to the future because, you know, we can't live in the past forever. forever, and rock and roll has to stay alive. And in order for it to stay alive, young new bands have to come around and keep making this kind of music. And what you're going to find today that's so important, and I would just want you to know before we get started that every single band we talk to you about today is a young, up-and-coming band. You know, something new. This is fresh blood in the world of rock and metal. Mm-hmm. And so the only way we keep it alive is by supporting it. So every band, every artist we talk about today, go to their Facebook pages, like them, go to their Twitter accounts and follow them or however that works, and Instagram and mm-hmm. all that stuff, and give these bands some love and support, because it's up to us to keep rock and roll alive. And with bands like we're going to hear today, it's going to be easy.
Yeah.
So do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. My first pick today is a Frontiers Records band, which is no shocker because they always have great stuff. But you know,
it's always a good sign.
And you know, Frontiers tends to have this reputation as kind of the Heritage Act label. You know, a lot of our favorites that we grew up on are signed to Frontiers, but they're also making a lot of inroads with younger bands that are up and coming. And they've turned us on to some great ones. This one's no exception. This is a band that was formed in London. They're called City of Thieves. This is from their album Beast Reality, released right now in 2018. This is a song called Buzzed Up City. Yeah, good hard rock from London.
Yeah, it's got that AC/DC tone and mm-hmm. attitude to it. I love it.
Very energetic.
Shoot, yeah, that's good stuff.
All right, what do you got for your first one?
Oh, man. this is, you guys are about to get blown away by something special here. You know, here on the show, we always like to put it out there that one of the perks of being a Decibel Geek VIP is the fact that our VIPs are invited into the creative process by participating on the exclusive VIP Facebook group and being asked to contribute ideas and suggestions to help keep this show awesome. So we look to our VIPs because we've gotten to know and trust them, and their contributions can be felt on the show almost every single week, whether the casual listener realizes it or not. Now, because they're constantly turning us on to new music that we might be missing, and they do it all the time, and it's awesome for us because, you know, we're paying attention to all the things that we know, and sometimes there's little bands that slip through that even the writers at Decibel Geek miss out on.
Right.
But for some reason, I think because our VIPs are just so freaking smart and dedicated to saving rock and roll that they keep us updated on stuff. Right. And, you know, you guys are going to remember a VIP, a former guest, talking about Kevin Williams. You remember him from that stellar Japanese metal clinic he put on for us, right? How awesome was that?
Great episode.
And when a guy like Kevin says you need to check out this band, it's a sure bet that you're going to end up with a brand new favorite. And that's what recently happened to me. He suggested a band called The Watchers. This is from their first full-length album released earlier this year. The album's called Black Abyss. Man, buckle up for this one, guys. This is a song called Alien Lust.
Please don't take your love away. Like a suicide. There is nothing you can say. Please don't take her love from me.
Oh, man, it's so good. From Victoria, Texas, I mean, everything about this entire album kicks ass. The riffage, the vocals, the powerful driving rhythm, the guitar solos that you can sing along to. And you know what? God bless Kevin Williams. I love the Watchers, and without our DBG VIPs, I would have never even known about it.
Yeah, and hats off also for the production. It's produced really well.
That whole album, I listened to it. He suggested the title track, and I listened to that. I'm like, oh, man, this is so good, you know. And then I listened to another track, and I'm like, man, this is freaking awesome, too. Pretty soon, I'm listening to the whole album.
Nice.
I mean, and having a hard time picking a song because it's all so damn good. That's The Watchers. The album's called Black Abyss, and it's brand new.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. That's pretty great. So for my next one, this is a band called Kaleo. This is it's a blues rock band from Iceland.
Wow.
You know, the home of lots of great blues.
Right, yeah. But, if anybody's got the blues, it's somebody that lives in Iceland,
yeah,
that's
right? That's true. But they've released two studio albums and one EP. The latest album, which is just called A/B, features the song Way Down We Go, which you've probably heard. It's been in several movies. It's been in video games. I think it's even been on some commercials. It's,
yeah.
And the song has done so well that it's gone almost platinum, which big feat in this day and age. They may be from Iceland, but you can hear the Mississippi Delta Blues in this song. This is a great track called No Good.
Won't do you no good, and I say it's your baby goodbye. Come on.
I dig that, too.
That guitar tone is just incredible.
It's got that 70s vibe, kind of southern funky from Iceland.
I love the sound of that song.
Now, let's do a couple of their other songs. One's called Hot Blood, and that was a pretty cool rocker. And then there's another one called All the Pretty Girls, and that sounded more like, I don't know, Counting Crows or Mumford and Sons or something
like
that.
Let's just focus on this one.
It was weird, but yeah, no, I really dig this song, No Good. That
no
was
good.
Very cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's a great song.
It's a band in disguise. Watch out. All right. So I hope that you've never heard of this, Chris, because I'm telling you, you're going to freaking love it. And, you know, last week we talked about our top five worst favorite Kiss songs, and I kind of felt bad because I was kind of bagging on a lot of your favorites. So this one, my friend, is for you. Featuring Kay Wada on bass, Tony Corpse on drums, Jet Black on lead guitar, and Monroe Black on guitar and lead vocals, let me introduce you to Salem's Lot. That's with two T's, Lot. This is a Los Angeles band that released their first full-length studio album, Mask of Morality, back in April. And man, it rocks. You know, these are all young dudes, but I want you to take a look at them.
Okay. Well, they got like a theatrical vibe or something.
I gotta open it, though. All right, just scroll on down there. Now, keep in mind, these are all young dudes, check them out.
That's some serious hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's some, like, nitro hair.
Yeah, and corpse paint.
Yeah, like, totally, totally glammed out.
I like the look.
Now, it's something else for sure. I think these guys may have invented something. The new wave of American Visual K.
Yeah, that's what it does look like, a Visual K band.
So I checked out the whole album. And the whole thing is really, really good. Now, these guys, they look like stars from the 80s Sunset Strip.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, on crack.
the undead stars from the strip.
And like the bands of that era, these guys can play. You know, there's songs on here that are a lot heavier on this album that I liked than the one that I chose. But for you, Chris, to make up for crapping all over the Sweet Ballads of Kiss last week... I wanted to play something that I knew you would love a lot. So when I heard this, I was like, oh man, Chris is going to love this. So check it out. This is Salem's Lot off their brand new album, Mask of Morality. And this is a tune called Shattered to Pieces.
Sunday nights, forgotten tomorrows. The nightmares never go away. Tears run dry, you lost another face. Let me take all your pain away. Your eyes are shut, but you're wide awake. Alone again, it's always the same. You set yourself beyond. Hand in hand, I'll walk you through the gates. You left me in the dark, a stain you long forgot. My heart was torn apart, shattered to pieces. A future so unclear, a pain that bends and fear. Boys I've left in tears.
I'll be buying that.
Yeah, I'm telling you. When I heard that, I was like, oh, man, he is going to love this.
Okay. Definitely more of my up my alley, I think, than you. But I want to hear the rest of the album.
The rest of the album is all really good, too. I mean, it's full of hooks. It's catchy.
Cool.
It's, you know, with a look like that, you think, oh, man, it's got to be good. Because guys that look like this, they have to be able to play.
I would hope so.
You know, because you can't just go out there looking like that and not be able to play. Because if you do, you're going to get laughed out of there in 2018, of course. You know,
that was really good.
But these guys can rip, and it reminds me of some of that like Sunset Strip stuff. Mm-hmm. But the vocals are, the lyrics aren't all like party, fucking. You know,
serious.
It's a little more serious. You know what? And I say this: if they look like rock stars and they play like rock stars, then damn it, these guys should be rock stars. So support this band. Pick up that new album, Mask of Morality. They've also got a self-titled, self-produced EP that's also out there.
Mm.
So if you dig it, check it out. Support them. Keep the bands like this making music.
Salem's Lot with two T's.
With two T's.
I like the Stephen King nod.
Yeah, no apostrophe in Salem's.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm definitely going to buy that.
I know you would.
Awesome.
I knew it.
All right, so for my next one, before we get into the break, this is a local Nashville band, and I definitely have been wanting to play them on the show for a while. I've been waiting for a Fresh Blood episode to play them, and it timed out perfect for this week. It's a funny name band, but they're called Taco Mouth.
Yeah.
And a little bit from their bio, Erica Sellers met Angela Leese in Louisville, Kentucky in 2011 to form a band called Catfight. And after gaining notoriety, they moved to Nashville in 2012 and 2013, and they formed another band, which got pretty popular here, called the Dead Deads, with three other girls in 2013.
Yeah.
And then they left the Dead Deads in October of last year, and Eric and Angie went back to their roots, and they morphed their love for old-school rock and roll and dance music into one, creating Taco Mouth. And the music is produced by the master himself, Mr. Michael Wagner.
Yeah. You know, first off, I'll say that anybody that wears an Ace Frehley Lightning guitar strap in their video is over with me.
Yeah, and the video is really cool for this song.
The video is cool. And I listen to some of the other songs. It's weird, but it's in a good way. Like, I never heard nothing like this before.
No, it's
like,
very unique.
I can't compare it to anything. And like you said, produced by the master, Michael Wagner, but this sure ain't anything like he's ever done before.
No.
But it's cool to hear, you know, him do something outside of his normal realm. Not that we want him to stop working with bands like Denman.
No.
You know, but it's cool to see him outside of his normal and how good this album sounds. I love the songs Who Gives a Fuck, Romeo and Sinners.
Yeah.
I love them. It's a good album. I'm excited for it.
And they joined us at the expo. They were walking around all day and interviewing some of the shows. And so the new album out this week called A Deafening Silence, and the song's called You Say.
You say you love me, then you choke. You say you want me, then you don't. You say you'll have me, then you won't. You say you'll fix what isn't broke.
Thoughts with Nikki Six.
Obviously, you guys have toned down your private lives. Do you still rock as hard?
No.
Black Sabbath. Limited edition, The End, 8-song CD, is available only tonight.
Wash your life in mother's cheese.
All 8 songs are previously unreleased, only available tonight at the merch stands.
Get down on your knees and cry all night. Cry all night. He's got a life or he's got death. He's got death.
Black Sabbath, limited edition, The End. Get your copy now. Only available tonight at the merch stands. Not sold in stores or online.
All right, I hope you guys are having a good time today. I hope you're learning something. I hope you're finding some of your new favorite bands because, like we said, rock is definitely not dead. It's still alive. There's still young bands out there doing it. We're proving it to you here today. So like we said, always support these bands. Always support these artists. I know you guys, you got it in you because you've shown us so much support over the years. You've become Decibel Geek VIPs. You're all wearing Decibel Geek t-shirts everywhere you go.
You're getting laid all over the place.
The population is about to go through a boom because of that. You know, it's an amazing thing. And, you know, there's so many great things going on through the world of Decibel Geek. Of course, we've got Decibel Geek TV going on YouTube. We got Rock and Ron over there, the master and producer of Decibel Geek TV. He's got the Coon Brothers with him. They've got a podcast, a video cast, really.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool.
Know,
something that you can sit and watch. And these two guys, man, they're the same kind of deal that we got going on. They're working right along with us to also try to save rock and roll and keep it alive. And they're entertaining as hell.
They're our West Coast correspondents in Denver.
West Coast.
Well, they're as close
to the
West
of the mountains.
They're closer to the West Coast than we are.
But yeah, they're having a lot of fun over there. You guys should check it out. You know, we've got decibelgeek.com. That's the hub of everything that we do here because that's where all the writers are at. You know, We got people out there, you know, just like we're talking about new bands here today. We've got writers from all over the country. No. All over the world. No.
The universe.
All over the universe. Bringing back the rock and roll to decibelgeek.com because they're writing reviews of new albums. They're writing reviews of classic albums. They're going to concerts, giving back reviews on that, taking pictures. I mean, some of the photographs I see
fantastic.
On decibelgeek.com are some of the best concert footage shots I've ever seen. You know, We've got a crack team of photographers and writers and journalists. You know,
say crack team, you don't mean they're on crack.
They're not on crack, but they're...
Well,
they're...
Metal Mike, I don't know. I'm going to hear about that.
Don't start no rumors.
Yeah, I know.
But no, they're awesome is what we're trying to say. And if you want to enjoy it, which it's all there for you for free, just go to decibelgeek.com. That's where you're going to find a place to get that t-shirt I was telling you about. And you're also going to find a link up there that takes you to Amazon. Yeah, it's right at the top of the page. You click on it and you're going to do some Amazon shopping anyway. So look at this. You went to decibelgeek.com. You read a bunch of really cool articles. You checked out a bunch of photos of your favorite bands. And then you went to do your shopping. So now you're at Amazon through our link and everything's the same. Nothing's different. You're doing all your shopping, you're buying all kinds of new albums, you're getting that new City of Thieves, you're getting that new Calio, you know, all this good stuff, Taco Mouth's coming out, all these bands we're telling you about here today, you got to get these albums, why not do it through decibelgeek.com, click that banner, go to Amazon, buy all your stuff, it can be anything, It doesn't have to even just be rock and roll albums,
anything.
It literally can be anything, and what Amazon does is, once you're paid, you pay what you pay, you don't pay anything extra because you did it this way, you pay what you pay, and then Amazon gives us a cut of it because you took the time to go through our website, and Amazon likes selling rock and roll records, and we're one of the few people out there still promoting it, so they love us, and you love us, everybody's doing their shopping, it's a lot of fun. The most fun is because we get the list.
Yeah, we get a list of everything you buy each week, and some of the more notable purchases over the past week include somebody bought an OtterBox Defender Series case for their iPhone 8. Man, iPhones just feel like they're upgrading them every week, it seems like now.
Yeah, it's getting there.
So if you're in the market for a $1,000 phone, you got to have a case for it.
For sure. Hell yeah, you do.
Somebody bought a wireless mouse with unifying receiver in black, of course.
Black metal mouse.
An HP internal USB port for LaserJet Enterprise printers. Sounds fancy. Logitech compact laptop speakers. You got to have those.
Oh, yeah. Crank it up.
On DVD, Madman, which purchased. I'm not sure I know Madman. In music, Manitoba's Wild Kingdom, The Party Starts Now, was bought. Have you ever heard Manitoba's Wild
no,
Kingdom?
No, no. What is that?
Well, Handsome Dick Manitoba from The Dictators.
Oh, yeah.
And Andy from them, and Daniel Ray, who did a lot of production work for the Ramones. Also, well, let's just face it, he plays on a lot of Ramones albums. A lot of those Johnny Ramone guitar solos you love, those are Daniel Ray playing.
Oh, wow.
It's a band they put together. It's some pretty cool stuff. Manitoba's Wild Kingdom's pretty interesting.
I love the Dictators.
Yeah,
that's some
good stuff.
Funny, awesome stuff. I gotta check that out. I didn't know that dude was still out there doing stuff.
Soulfly's new album Ritual, which just came out in the past week, was bought.
That's cool. I didn't even know Soulfly had new stuff out.
Yeah, good old Max Cavalera, and Ace Frehley Spaceman was purchased.
Yes, awesome.
Not the 300 copies we ordered you to buy, but one.
Either that's mine or mine's still coming.
Yeah,
because I got it. So, and I love it.
Yeah. So that's our Amazon purchases. Thank you guys for using our Amazon link, and please continue to do so.
Shoot. Yeah, it's easy. You know, like you see right there, you can buy anything, anyone you know. You can send them through our link. They don't even have to love rock and roll. They can still help us.
Buy whatever you want.
It doesn't cost you anything extra. Why wouldn't you do it?
So let's get back to some fresh blood. I think you have the next choice.
Okay. Like I said, we hope you guys support these bands and artists because they're working hard to keep rock alive. And I want to tell you about another one. This is a three-piece band from Brighton, England, self-described as riff rock. And that's a pretty dead-on description, but it barely scratches the surface of what's happening on their brand new album. I'm talking about a band called The Rocket Dolls, and the album's called Deadhead, which was released in April. They've been around since about 2008, kind of slugging it out in the UK, but their new album's been getting them some good attention from all over the world. Mm. They cite Motley Crue, Alice in Chains, and King's X as influences, but also Silverchair, Nirvana, and Bush.
I'm going to forget you just said that.
Please do. I'm not sure how that all interconnects, but I do hear in this the stuff that I liked about the early 90s Seattle rock scene, and I think you'll hear what I mean. From the album Deadhead, this is the Rocket Dolls' self-titled song, Deadhead.
Oh,
What do you think?
I dig it.
I like
it's
too.
Pretty good.
All three of these guys in the band can sing, and it's got Joe Constable on bass, Benji Knopfler on drums, and Nikki Smash on lead guitar. Yeah, you heard that right. That's Nikki with two K's and an I.
You said Knopfler.
Knopfler.
Any relation,
Benji Knopfler.
Relation to Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits?
I think so.
Maybe his kid?
I believe it is, because
wow.
I think Mark produced something of theirs at one time.
Well,
I didn't even put that together until you just mentioned that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wow.
So,
some good DNA there.
Did you hear me? Nikki Smash.
That's very 80s.
Two K's and an I. That's you better kick ass if your name's Nikki Smash.
I would hope so.
And they do. This band's really good. This is actually their second album, their first being 2014's Eyes. But, you know, like I said, it's new to me.
Yeah.
It's fresh blood to me. So, you know, I thought everybody would dig that. That's the Rocket Dolls. You like it, check it out. All their stuff's really good.
Cool. All right, so for my next pick, I'm going to do something different here. I'm just going to go ahead and play the song, and then we're going to have a few questions after we play the song.
Okay.
Play the song.
Yeah.
So what'd you think of that?
I think it's freaking awesome.
Pretty good, right?
Really good.
So that's a band called Under the Radar from Memphis with a with members Zeke, Ryan, and Matt. That's a trio.
Okay, yeah.
That sounds like a pretty solid hard rock band, right?
Really solid. Sounds like veterans of the game
what
to
you
me.
May not realize is Zeke is 14, Ryan is 14, and Matt is 15.
Yeah, that's right.
This band is teenagers.
They're just kids.
You'd never know listening to that.
No, because it's so good, you know, and I listen to some of their other stuff. It's all really good.
And they also joined us at the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo, and then we're hanging around there, and you know, we had the Facebook recommendation from Todd Poole. Todd is actually their manager, and like I didn't even see his recommendation until after I had already picked this for the show.
So not only does he rock, but he's also psychic.
Yeah, it was total serendipity. That's a big word, like gymnasium. There's your Kiss reference for the week. Under the Radar, they're teenagers, but they've really been making waves. They've opened for Kansas, 38 Special, Loverboy, LA Guns, and Bret Michaels, among others.
That's badass.
They played the Ryman this past year.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, these guys are going places, and they've really blown me away.
Yeah, whoever handed these kids guitars should get some sort of a parental award or something like that.
And our buddy David Hutz from Digital Kill the Radio Star, I know they champion these guys quite a bit. And I think they know them personally. But Todd Poole, you're doing a good job there, man, bringing some youngsters into the game.
Shoot, yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. Protecting the future of rock and roll, ensuring the future of rock and roll.
That's great. You know, Memphis is known for turning out good hard rock, and they're still doing it with these guys.
See, I'm telling you, you know, something as simple as everybody listening to the show, you know, you have young people in your lives. Mm. Take the time to play them something. Hey, check out this band. Hey, check out this song. You know, you can play them something that we're playing here today and say, look, these guys are about your age, and they're doing it. You know, play some of that classic legendary metal and rock that we talk about all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the only way these young kids are going to hear it. These poor young kids are growing up in an age, it's almost musicless for them.
Yeah.
You know, because everything is that's pop is just here and gone, here and gone, here and gone. It's a steady flow of one parentheses hit after another.
Yeah, short attention
constantly.
Spans. Yeah.
Well, you need to put something in their ears that's going to grab them and rattle their brains a little bit and go, whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. This could be music.
Yeah.
And you know what? Somewhere along the line, these young kids heard something. Just like we heard the story from Denman, you know, how they got into their dad's cassette tapes and found all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
You got to get it out there to them, you know, just like cool aunts and uncles and people have done for us. You know, it's our job to pass that on to the next generation.
And our buddy Ken Mills had them on his podcast. They interviewed him on there. So
that's cool.
So the rock podcast community is getting behind these kids, and I'm happy we can be part of that.
Because that's our job.
Yeah.
We're the champions. We got to champion these bands.
Yeah. Of the universe.
Of the universe.
All right. What do you got next?
I got some good news for you, my friend. Shock Rock is alive and well in 2018 and just in time for Halloween. Now, if you love theatrics with your rock, then I've got the band for you. It's called Schizo N Crisis. Remember, like Rock N Pod Expo?
Yeah.
It's not and, it's N.
Yeah.
Schizo N Crisis. From right up the road from us here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, when it comes to shock rock, theatrical kind of genre music, I think the undisputed masters are Alice Cooper and Kiss, you know, obviously. But I think a band that's always got to be in that conversation as well is Gwar.
Mm.
And one of my favorite things about Gwar back in the day was the way they would release actual films that featured the songs from corresponding albums, like they did with America Must Be Destroyed, the album, and then Phallus in Wonderland, the movie.
Right.
So it was like you had this whole extra thing to go along with it. So you're listening to the album and you're thinking about the things you've seen because Gwar is just so visual like that. It's like a gift. And Schizo N Crisis, they provide a lot of that extremely entertaining video content to accompany their musical output, too. So I like that about these guys. Also, like Gwar, behind the showmanship and the theatrics is some really great songwriting and musicianship as well. So here's a little taste for you from their brand new album called Synchronize that just came out, I think, like a couple of weeks ago. This is Schizo N Crisis and a tune called I've Been Known. Down my ground, it goes on blood. know you've met Michael Lasser from Skeeto and Crisis.
Yeah, I go back a long way with him because he was in a shock rock band in the mid-2000s called Skulkin.
Oh, right on.
And they were a theatrical group. They wore like corpse paint and stuff and that very theatrical show. So, I've known him, gosh, what, 15 years?
Yeah, something like and that. Anytime Alice Cooper's in town, we know we're going to run into
him there. Yeah,
he's a
true fan of shock rock.
I mean, you heard what happened to him, right?
Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, the story about the UFO?
No.
Like years ago, there was a UFO crash out in Murfreesboro or somewhere out there in East Tennessee. And, you know, somehow it was like two aliens that got banished from another planet and they crash landed here on Earth and somehow got inside of poor Michael.
Really?
And so now you like that's why he looks the way he does and acts the way he does. And I mean, he's got problems. He's got schizophrenic problems with aliens living inside of him and. Not good.
So
man.
You are saying it's aliens?
It's totally aliens. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, see, you can check out the Skeeto and Crisis YouTube web series for the full story on that.
Well, this is a band
they got a full web series that tells the history of the band and how he got inhabited by
we'll have
aliens.
To check this out. But,
yeah, you got to check it out because it's funny and it's awesome.
Well, so you got introduced to the music through this show. So go on YouTube and check out.
Yeah.
You got to see them visually.
Right. Yeah. And then also check out their music videos. And then, like I said, give their Facebook page a like. And here's something that's really cool. Also on YouTube, there's a video of them covering the Ballad of Dwight Frye by Alice Cooper.
I see this.
It's live in this little bitty little club, and man, it's cool as hell.
Awesome.
So yeah, visually, musically, these guys are pretty great. They got
that's
it going
awesome.
On, and they're right up the road from us. They're like our neighbors. They're good guys, and you know, like I said, if you like the theatrical shock rock stuff, you definitely need to check out more of Skeeto and Crisis.
Michael definitely knows what he's doing. That's very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So I got one more pick. And as Aaron mentioned earlier, we go to our DBG VIPs on Patreon on the special Facebook group. You do a donation on Patreon. You get to be part of the group.
Yeah.
And we get suggestions and picks from some of the VIPs for what we're going to play. And this show is no exception. So Aaron had a pick from one, and I've got one from a longtime DBG VIP and former guest of the show, Scott Smith. He picked this. It's a band called Black Paisley. And they're a five-piece from Sweden, which, as you know, Sweden puts out lots of great music.
Yeah.
They were a longtime cover band before they decided to try out doing original stuff. And it was a good move because this is really great stuff. They have a new album called Perennials, came out in September. Really good melodic rock sound. As I said, picked by DBG VIP Scott Smith. This is Black Paisley with I Want Your Soul.
Give me love that will never die. Give me that feeling.
Good European stuff.
I like that. It's kind of got like a, I don't know, like a 38 special or maybe like a Bad Company kind of vibe to it.
Real anthemic sounding.
I dig it, though. It sounds like you could, like, if you were working at a classic rock station, you could slip that in
easily.
And people would be like calling you going, who
what is
that? Was that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that song, but it would totally fit in between some Eagles and some Bad Company and some, you know, anything by Paul Rodgers.
I just love the sound of that. It's just it's a really well-written song.
That's awesome.
Be checking
man.
Out more of Black Paisley as we go on.
Right on. Well, I got one more left, and I am really, really excited about this band. But before I tell you all about that, just one last time, I want to tell you guys about the Decibel Geek VIP thing. Now, twice today, you've heard where we've turned to our VIPs and had them suggest to us music, and look what happened. Two great bands none of us would have maybe ever even heard of.
Yeah.
You want to get your voice heard by us here at the show? You want to help us steer the ship through the stormy sea? Then you just join the VIPs.
Don't give me flashbacks of last week. Don't do that to me.
Join us. Become a Decibel Geek VIP. Basically, you're joining the team is the way it works, you know, and you're helping us out by joining. It shows us you got a level of commitment to what we're doing, so we want you as a part of our inner sanctum, right?
Yeah.
We got all kinds of KISS references going on here today.
We can't help ourselves, guys.
All that good stuff and more, of course, check out DecibelGeek.com. Check out the Coon Brothers and Rock and Ron on Decibel Geek TV. All kinds of cool stuff going on all over the place. We've got some really, really big plans before the end of the year to rock out for you guys. We got some really fun episodes coming up. Oh, I was contacted by a rock star today that wants to come on the show.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you about it as soon as we're done here. Right now, I want to tell you about what might be my new favorite band. I have just fallen in love with this band, and I've never even heard of them before we started doing research to find some new, fresh blood to play on this week's episode. Let me tell you about a band called Starcrawler. Formed in Los Angeles, California in 2016 by drummer Austin Smith and lead vocalist slash performance artist Arrow DeWild, and they quickly joined forces with bassist Tim Franco and lead guitarist Henry Cash. This band is fan-fucking-tastic. It's got everything that I like in so many different ways. First, it's extremely difficult to pin this band down to say exactly what they are. So I guess I would describe them as new wave of straight-ahead, theatrical, doom-glam, punk-pop sludge rock.
Okay.
That's what they are.
This should be interesting.
So I had a really, really hard time choosing a song to feature to showcase this band to let everyone know what Starcrawler is all about. But the songs are all so different that any one song can't give you a complete picture of what they're all about. You follow me? You know what I mean? Like, it's all so different, you can't really, like, if I play this, you might think they're that. But they're also this, 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 and this.
You just gotta buy the album.
So you gotta buy the whole album. What's really great about this band is that they're so diversified and talented. The drummer and the bass player are phenomenal and gives all these punchy rock tunes some kind of underlying intricacy, I guess. It's like there's something going on underneath it. Like on the surface, it's like, oh, this is a cool rock song. It's 3 minutes long. It's kick ass and it's a rock song. But then you listen to it and you go, well, wait a minute. There's all kinds of other stuff going on, like, deep inside of this. The guitar player, Henry Cash, this guy's like a blender full of Wayne Kramer, CeCe DeVille, Jack White, and Tony Iommi. And there he is.
Wow.
Yeah. And he also sings, because he shares lead vocal duties with Arrow on some of the songs. And Arrow, here's all you really need to know about her. This is a quote from her on the official Starcrawler website. She says, I'd say Ozzy was my biggest influence early on. I first heard his music in eighth grade, and maybe it was the timing, my age, where I was at the time, but I got obsessed. I've listened to a lot of other singers, and I'm sure some of them have left a mark, but everyone has their idol, and for me, I'd have to say it's Ozzy.
Nice.
Plus, she spits blood and wears a codpiece on stage.
Say what?
Yeah. It's beautiful. Check out the live performance of Chicken Woman on Vivo, which is, God, it's so good. And all their music videos are like small movies.
Wow.
For the love of God, get this album. Like I said, every song's a little bit different, so it's hard to just pick one and say this is what they're all about. But this song here speaks to the Sabbath lover in me.
Cool.
So, from their self-titled album, Starcrawler, the band is Starcrawler, and this is Chicken Woman. And we'll see you next week.
See ya.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.